This is the busiest week of the year at Food and Friends, an organization in Washington, D.C. that provides meals to those with life-threatening illnesses like AIDS and cancer. The staff and volunteers here are preparing more than 3,500 Thanksgiving dinners, complete with turkey, cranberry sauce, and potato salad.
This is going to be enough for like 1,200 people.
Chef Vincent Muya says every year, preparing these elaborate Thanksgiving meals challenges the capacity of this volunteer food service operation.
In the sense of the amount of food that we're purchasing, the amount that has to get done in 3 to 4 days, the amount of volunteers that are coming through here, just the sheer volume of everything that's taking place to get Thursday done.
To get Thursday done, Food and Friends relies on volunteers to prepare the meals, such as retired teacher Marlene Hoffman.
Because people need help and I've got time.
And Debbie Greenstein, who has been volunteering here for 13 years.
Aside from the fact that the mission's really important, providing nutrition to people who are sick, I don't know, I just have a good time here, and they've become part of my family. And you get leftovers.
These volunteers say they get a sense of satisfaction and a feeling of purpose from helping others.
I can help bring it up.
Most of these volunteers do not see the people they help, but Nancy Solly does.
There are people I deliver to who know they're going to die.
Nancy Solly is retired from the federal government and has been making deliveries for Food and Friends for the last 2 years.
I think what you need to expect is not so much a frailty of condition, but a real affirmation of the human spirit.
There, and that's about it.
Today she is bringing a Thanksgiving meal to Mary Buck, who is too ill to leave her home.
I was in the cancer clinic. That's why I was getting these meals and food from Food and Friends, because I have been in the cancer clinic.
Charities in America, such as Food and Friends, see a surge of volunteerism during Thanksgiving. They hope some volunteers, such as Nancy Solly, will continue to give of themselves after the holidays end. Brian Patton, VOA News.
旺旺英语网站, 欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com